Morning, children.
Oops, sorry about that. Good. Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? Excited to be here? Today I'm going to talk a little bit about obedience. And you guys are probably all thinking, man, we hear about that a lot. The thing is, it's really important because I know as a child, there was a lot of times where it was really hard for me to obey my parents. And it seems like as you get older, if that becomes a pattern in your life, it can be really hard to obey God as you get older and you're an adult as well. So it's something that's very, very important. I'm going to read a story about the very first person that disobeyed. Does anybody want to guess what that story was? That's right. I think everybody knows it pretty well, but I have a book here. It's going to start out talking about in the Garden of Eden and how beautiful it was there. This is the beginning of God's wonderful world. A long, long time ago, longer than you and I can imagine, there was no wonderful world. There were none of the many things we see about us every day. When you close your eyes and see nothing at all, you can guess what it was like to have no beautiful green grass, no bright sun, no birds or flowers, and no people. But even as long ago as this, there was a God. And God made the world we live in. He gave it all the beautiful things we see about us every day. God made the heavens above us and the earth we walk on. At first the earth was dark. Then God made light for the day, and darkness was the night. Then God made the land and the water. And where there was land, God made the grass grow up on it, and the trees and the flowers and all the things that grow. God made the sun and the moon and the stars. He made the fish and the birds and the animals of all kinds. Last of all, he made man and woman, and he gave all the wonderful things of the earth to them. And when we look around us at all the beautiful things that God has made, we know that we have much for which we should thank him. We know our whole wonderful world is a gift from God. God gave the wonderful world to the first man and woman. He put them in a beautiful garden called Eden. There were many good fruits to eat, and there was pure water to drink. The man and the woman had everything they needed to make them happy. There was only one thing the man and the woman must not do. In the center of the garden, there was a tree. This tree was different from any other tree in the garden. You may eat of all the other trees, God had said, but of this tree you must not eat. So that's the only thing they had to obey. That'd be pretty easy, wouldn't it, if we just had one thing that we had to obey? Well, might not be as easy as we think, but because our human nature is not geared that way. But there were many other trees in the garden. The man and the woman ate of their fruit, the other trees, and were happy. But as time went by, they came to a serpent. There came a serpent to the garden. He talked to the woman. Can you eat of every tree in the garden? He asked. We must eat of all the trees but this one, she said, pointed to the tree in the center of the garden. If we touch that tree or eat of it, we will die. God has told us so. The serpent said, you shall not die. For God knows that the day you eat of this fruit, your eyes will be opened and you will be as God in knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eye, she could make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. Then she gave some of its fruit to her husband and he ate it too. After they ate, their eyes were open and they were ashamed. They took big leaves and covered themselves. And then they heard the voice of God in the garden for the first time. They were frightened of him and hid. God called Adam, where are you? Adam said, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid. God said, why were you afraid? Have you eaten of the tree that I commanded you should not eat? Adam said, the woman that thou gave to be with me gave me of the fruit of the tree and I ate. Then God said to Eve, what have you done? The woman said, the serpent tempted me and I ate it. Then God said to the serpent, because you did this, you shall crawl in the dust all of the days of your life. God told Adam and Eve that they would be punished for what they had done. They would know pain and would have to work hard to survive. Because they had disobeyed God, they would have to leave the garden forever. God made clothes of skins for Adam and Eve, and then they were sent away from the beautiful garden forever. That's the end of that story. They had it perfect. They were living in a perfect garden, and they had everything they could ever want, but they decided to disobey God, and they had to leave the garden. And they suffered a lot of consequences because of that. I had a little object lesson here that I think I did it a long time ago. It's probably been 3 to 5 years ago. I'm not even sure. It's been a long time. I don't know. Some of you older ones might remember it. I don't think a lot of the younger ones would. So I'm sorry if you just recently heard it, or maybe you remember it from when I did it. I don't know exactly when it was. But I'm going to read a little story here about a boy that was probably about some of you guys' age, about a lesson that he learned. There once was a young boy with a very bad temper. The boy's father wanted to teach him a lesson, so he gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he must hammer a nail into their wooden fence. On the first day of this lesson, the little boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. He was really angry. Over the course of the next few weeks, the little boy began to control his temper, so the number of nails that were hammered into the fence dramatically decreased. He was maybe only putting in, you know, one or two a day instead of 30. It wasn't long before the little boy discovered it was a lot easier to just control his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. Then the day finally came when the little boy didn't lose his temper even once, and he became so proud of himself he couldn't wait to tell his father. Pleased, his father suggested that he now pull one nail out for each day that he could control his temper and not become angry. Several weeks went by, and the day finally came when the young boy was able to tell his father that all the nails were gone. Very gently, the father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. "You have done very well, my son," he said. "But look at all the holes in the fence. This fence will never be the same. Even though you pulled all the nails out, there was a lot of ugly holes, and it just looked horrible." The little boy listened carefully as his father continued to speak. "When you say things in anger, they leave permanent scars just like these, and no matter how many times you say you're sorry, the wounds will still be there." So that little boy was, he was becoming angry, but that can apply to any aspect of our lives where we disobey God or whatever we do. Sorry if this is loud. I hope this isn't too loud. So maybe your mom asks you to do something, and you tell her, "No, I'm not going to do that," and you talk back to her or talk mean to her. That's just like driving a nail into that fence or this block of wood. Or maybe you're playing with your brothers and sisters, you're out having fun, and all of a sudden somebody gets upset at the other person and they say something mean and very hurtful to them, and that's just like taking a nail. And it drives right into that wood, and it leaves a wound. That's really sometimes hard to repair. And then the longer you do it, the nails start driving deeper. All of a sudden, they're going way into that wood. And what happens when they go deeper and deeper, and the longer you disobey your parents, and the longer you, if you're mean to other people, talk mean words to other people, they're a lot harder to pull out. Like this nail, I'm probably not going to be able to pull this nail out unless I get right up on this board. See, I can't even pull that out. It's trying to bend. I'd have to stand on that board. But see, these here, I can pull out easier because that was back when we just started. But if you look at that, even though I pulled them out, you can see those nasty holes that it left there. And we can say sorry, and we can get forgiveness from God and from the people that we hurt. But it still does leave a scar. So we have to remember that no matter what we do, we have consequences for every action that we take, whether it's good or bad. If we do good things and talk nice to our brothers and sisters and obey our parents, we have good consequences from that. I think Elvie talked to you guys last Sunday about having a clean slate, so it kind of applies to this too a little bit. If If we ask God for forgiveness and we want to do what's right in our hearts, He can give us that clean slate and He can help us get rid of all those holes. So I think that is all I have. I have a little treat here for you guys as you go back to your seats. Let's have a prayer and then we can go back to our seats. Let's pray. Yes, Father in heaven, we just come before you this beautiful day, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to gather together here, Father. Thank you for being able to have this little lesson here with the children, Father. We just pray that you would help them, Lord, to remember to always just obey their parents. And when they get older, they can obey God with all of their heart and to serve Him, Lord. Just help us as older ones to be examples to them, Father, in all that we do and say, Lord. And we just thank you for your many blessings. Be with us the remainder of this service. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.